The UN has strongly condemned Israeli actions that have led to the loss of dozens of lives in the Gaza Strip.
By calling on all to join me in condemning in the strongest possible terms the actions that have led to the loss of so many lives in Gaza. Israel has the responsibility to calibrate its use of force, to not use lethal force except as a last resort under imminent threat of death or serious injury. It must protect its citizens, but it must do so proportionally and investigate every incident that has led to a loss of human life. Hamas, which controls Gaza, must not use the protests as cover to attempt to place bombs at the fence and create provocations. Amid the political stagnation, frustration and disillusionment in the Palestinian diaspora is also mounting. People are watching events here very...
Mladenov was briefing the UN Security Council via video link from Jerusalem al-Quds. He criticized Israel for its failure to stop the use of lethal force while also singling out Hamas for creating what Tel Aviv says are provocations. On May 14th, Israeli soldiers attacked unarmed protesters in Gaza, killing over 60 Palestinians, including women and children. The UN also denounced Israeli settlement activities in the occupied West Bank. The UN coordinator said dozens of Palestinian homes and structures have been destroyed recently as illegal construction continues unabated. Mladenov also called for a unified approach to change the situation in Gaza, which has been under over a decade of Israeli land, air and sea blockade. Joining us live now from Leicester is Robert Inlakesh, who is a political analyst. Robert, what do you make of the United Nations' role in protecting Palestinians, or the lack of, really?
Well, it means absolutely nothing unless it's followed with action. There's never any action taken. There's a lot of condemnation. I mean, Israel have violated more UN resolutions than any other nation state in the history of the planet, but there has been absolutely no consequence for them. They call for an independent inquiry into the deaths. I mean, we have thousands of hours of undoctored footage from all different locations throughout the different demonstrations that took place along the Gaza-Israel security fence, what Israel calls its security fence. Another key thing is to outline that there was no border. There is no such thing as a border. There were no such thing as clashes. They were executing innocent civilians. They were executing demonstrators who were peacefully demonstrating with flags, sometimes with stones. It's on video. We have video footage of them shooting infants, shooting children through the head. They have executed children. They've executed medics. They've executed women. They've executed journalists. They've shot even foreign journalists, a Canadian journalist they shot. And there's nothing done. Like, there's no physical action taken against them. So it doesn't matter how much condemnation there is of Israel unless there's action taken. Every other country on the planet would be held to some sort of accountability, except perhaps the United States and Britain. Why is Israel able to do what it's able to do? Because there is no punishment. And what message does that send to the Palestinians? They can't protest, enter discussions, and dialogue. They can't use the tools handed to them by the international community because they'll be shot and slandered as terrorists. And then there's a little bit of condemnation and the entire situation dies down. Nothing is done. There needs to be action taken. The message being sent to Palestinians right now is, well, you might as well violently resist because nothing's going to be done when you even demonstrate how we've been telling you to demonstrate for years and years and years. You've done it. And what happened? The thing that we all expected, they shoot innocent demonstrators and nobody does a damn thing about it.
So what do you think, Robert, then holds back the United Nations and other bodies from actually acting?
Israeli pressure. I mean, these Israelis, they're not only pressuring people within the United Nations. I mean, look what they did to Richard Goldstone, who released the Goldstone Report condemning Israeli war crimes. They demonized him, destroyed his career, made him out to be the devil, stopped him from attending his, I believe his grandson or relative's bar mitzvah in South Africa, and then wrote a retraction for him. So he's a Zionist Israeli Jew. He couldn't even speak out in the United Nations. And then we look into the Congress of foreign governments, yet the likes of Nikki Haley, which completely capitulates to the wants of Israel. Why are foreign governments capitulating to Israel? Why are foreign governments not even allowed to criticize Israel, or as they're called, anti-Semitic, when they're condemning a state, not a people? It's because of these foreign lobby groups, very powerful foreign lobby groups, which work on behalf of the Israeli government to pressure and basically control their foreign policy. And until people start standing up to this, the blood is on their hands. The blood is on the hands of these international community puppets that just sit there. They might say a few words of condemnation, but do absolutely nothing. There's no action, and the blood is on their hands. And it needs to be very clear that the blood is definitely on their hands because of the inaction.
All right, Robert, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.